We've all read stories about celebrities who have been diagnosed or heard on the news about new cases of COVID-19, but it really hits home when you get the call and now it's someone you know.
One of my very dear friends, his name is Dennis. His daughter works in New York. Dennis's daughter was diagnosed with COVID-19. Now, Dennis, for your daughter, how did she know and what were kind of the symptoms that she had early on?
She said it was a slow burn. The first thing that hit her was the extreme fatigue, and then she really started having trouble breathing. And she's 25 years old, otherwise healthy. And the way she described it was, it wasn't just the extreme fatigue. She couldn't lift her head. She could barely get to the bathroom and back in a 400-square-foot apartment. I mean, you know, that's not far.
And she's young, and
she says it would just exhaust her, and she was completely out of breath. She says it felt like at the height of it on that Friday. She said she felt like she had lost maybe 30-35% of her lung capacity.
Wow.
She was wheezing for breath. My wife and I talked to her. In fact, we FaceTimed her, and it was scary.
Dennis, how did your daughter contract this? Does she know where she got it?
Well, she had been working with a guy. In fact, it was a team of five of them. They all worked together. They work in a costume capacity on Broadway, and they were fitting actors all that week. And he started coming up with symptoms. He was diagnosed with COVID-19. In fact, at 60 years old, he was almost immediately admitted to the hospital. So everyone that he had worked with, you know, my daughter said, you know, I touched everything he touched. And everyone was exposed to this. So she was immediately, you know, self-quarantined. By that following Tuesday is when she first started noticing symptoms. And this has been 9 days now. Today's the ninth day since she exhibited a symptom. So she seems to be on the mend, but this has been 9 days now.
As a dad, when you get that call from your daughter and she says, Dad, I've been diagnosed with COVID-19, the coronavirus, what was your initial first reaction?
Well, you know, it's just like any parent, Sarah, you know this. It's your kid. You can't get to her. She can't get to you. My wife and I have been, you know, wringing our hands over this. You know, we're in constant contact. You know, it's the best we can do. Now, meanwhile, our other daughter, Amanda, was exposed in Cincinnati.
Oh, my gosh.
She works for a big logistics company, and there was a guy that tested positive on her floor. So she is in self-quarantine. She hasn't exhibited any symptoms, but, you know, she's, you know, by herself in her small apartment in Cincinnati working from home.
So, Dennis, for all these people that are disobeying the orders, that are still going out, living their life and doing their thing, as a dad who got the call that his daughter got it, and not because she was out, but because she was just at work, she didn't get coughed on, she didn't get sneezed on, she touched the fabric of someone who touched the fabric that was infected. What do you want to say to these people that are still going out?
You got to take this thing seriously. I mean, she was an otherwise healthy 25-year-old, and she was wondering whether or not she could get to an ER at the height of this emergency. And that scared the hell out of me. I mean, it really did. And her mother, too. And her. This scared her.
We're talking to Sarah's friend, Dennis, whose daughter was diagnosed with COVID-19. She lives in New York. She's on day 9, and she's still working to get better. And she's only 25 and said she couldn't breathe walking to the bathroom. This is how serious this is.
It is. It is. And, you know, I'm praying that they're on the mend. But I got to tell you, anybody who has any sort of susceptibility when it comes to flu, I mean, if you've been hit hard by a flu before, you haven't been hit hard by this one.
Right.
It's knocked her on her butt.
Dennis, I love you. Love to your daughter. Hoping she gets better. And it's just a reminder that this seems so abstract to all of us until you get the call that it's someone that you know.
Bingo.
Dennis, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to talk to your daughter when she's better. And you and your family are in our prayers.
You bet. You too. Take care.